Welcome, my dear friends, and thank you for joining me for this, our 10 o'clock vigil, where we come together in love. We come in peace. And I invite you to this table of love. And I thank you for your gifting here. But let us just be still. Let us come into the presence of love, into the presence of God, into the presence of unconditional love. And I invite you to just be still for a moment, to be still and reawaken the divine within your spirit, a divine spark that is within every child of God. And that spark is within you, and it is within me. So let us just reflect now. Let us be still. Be still, my soul, and allow the rays of God's love come into my being. Be still. Be still and know that God is with us, that the Father, Mother, God who loves us invites us to be here and to embrace the beating heart of the mystical heart of God. Relax now. Relax and know that all is well, that all is at peace. And we light this light for peace in our troubled world, especially for peace in Gaza, Palestine, and Israel. A peace that will allow our brothers and sisters, the children of God, to heal the hurts, the brokenness. Let us pray for a lasting peace as we come together at this table of many blessings. Let us relax and be still. And come with me for a little walk up our village lane. And as we approach the monastery gate, the laburnum and lilac are in full bloom. The gate is ajar. It's welcoming you in to the Cathedral of God. To be still and just sit and relax and allow your beating heart have time to retreat from the world and its drama and reawaken that divine spark within you. Sense the peace of your God as you sit comfortably under the laburnum tree, and you look all around the garden and you notice lots of different stone statues. Statues to the angelic realm, to the Buddha Tara, to Mother Mary, to Francis of Assisi, and to various Buddhas. You will hear the chimes, from the bamboo chimes, the metal chimes and the bells, all ringing with the gentle breeze of the afternoon sun and wind. You will hear the water cascading in the middle of the garden in the three-tier fountain, and in the little waterfalls around the pond. near the front door. And your senses are greeted with the most beautiful fragrance from the lavender, the roses, the dahlias, the sweet pea. There's an array of color, allowing you embrace the divine in the Cathedral of God, the landscape. And some of our community members have joined you, our furry friends, Winston, Clemmy, and Poppy. And in the distance, you can hear some of our hens cackling away, wanting some treats. But there is a peacefulness here. There is a gentle spirit flowing through every part of the garden. And the monastic bell, you can just see it through the corner of your eye, dangling between two strong, firm branches of the cherry tree. And all our visitors are invited to ring the bell and make a wish. And there are blank CDs dangling from the cherry tree, and when the sun's rays catches the CDs, it releases the prayer of peace, the prayer of Francis, out into the world. You just sit and relax and allow the beating heart of the cosmic Christ embrace you. Embrace you and touch you and fill you with love. Fill you with the peace of God. Fill you with the Spirit of God. And you are safe now. And all is well. And all is well in the Cathedral of God here in our little monastery garden of St. Francis of Assisi. Just focus on your in-breaths and hold it. And now release any fear, any stress, any sadness into the arms of Mother Mary, into the arms of Tiara, the teardrop of the Buddha's eye, as you come into that oneness. All that is sacred to you. And this evening we remember all the brothers and sisters of our community. We remember the Abbey in Waiting, the Franklara Abbey of Peace and Compassion, as we sit quietly waiting for God to manifest it for us so that we can welcome you there. And embrace the stillness of the Creator's garden. And we remember loved ones who crossed over. And early this morning, one of our new presenters, David Evans, his mom passed away with David present in a Manchester hospital. So we bade his mom farewell and wish her all the blessings as she returns into the kingdom of everlasting love. But we pray for those who are dying alone this night, that they will be given support and succor. Let us be still now. Let us be still and know that God is truly with us, truly at one with us. Just relax. And now I would like to read to you, if I may, a reflection for the day from Psalms Now. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out to you day and night. Now hear my prayer. Listen to my cry. Heman wrote this psalm when he was feeling overwhelmed by his suffering. He was hurting physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In his pain, he cried out to the Lord, God of my salvation. This is the only psalm that ends in darkness. The last verse reads, You have taken away my companions and loved ones. Only darkness remains. The Bible is the reality book. Sometimes life is dark, and every person we love and every prop we have leaned on is removed, and we are left in the dark. What should we do? God's word gives way and gives us specific instructions how to handle dark times. Read the following carefully. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servant? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. Isaiah 50, verse 10. What are these words sharing with your heart? What are you sensing, having read these words to you? Who among you fears the Lord and obeys his servants? If you are walking in darkness without a ray of light, trust in the Lord and rely on your God. Be still now. Be still in the silence of your oasis. And allow the Spirit of God come upon you for you to give birth to the Son of God within your being. Let us relax. With every in-breath that we breathe in, we are breathing in the very breath of God. And in our out-breath, we are releasing those periods of darkness that assail each and every one of us. No matter how committed we are to God, how devout, we are always put to the test to prove our love of God. And each test, we are given the strength. For everything given is given to share with God, and to ask for the help that we need. And we know we are encouraged by God to ask for help. And Jesus assured his disciples, not once, but a myriad of times, when he said, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. That's an invitation from the cosmic Christ to you and to me and to every child of God who is in a place of darkness or despair, to surrender their helplessness, to surrender their heart to God and trust in the love of God. Be still and embrace the power of being here, the power of presence, Christ's presence. It is here, it is there with you, and all is well. And we read for tomorrow. The Lord said, I have made a solemn agreement with David, my chosen servant. I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with my oil. In the midst of this psalm, we find a few references to David being a servant of the Lord. Albert Einstein said, it is high time that the idea of success should be replaced by the idea of service. In our society, success is the target everyone shoots for. But in God's kingdom, being a servant is what matters. If you're serving God quietly where He's placed you, as a mom or dad, a student or at work, God sees this as successful. Jesus didn't come to this earth to be successful. He came to serve, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Meditate for a few moments on how Jesus modeled service in his life and ministry. How did it affect his attitude towards others? Would a servant be bothered by his master's interruptions? What a privilege it is to be a servant of the Lord. We give thanks for those beautiful words. For those words are truth and infused with life. Just receive that gift of life, that gift of love, a gift that is shared with each and every one of us, each and every waking moment of our life. Let us conclude as we sit in our monastery garden and share with you the beautiful prayer to Christ the Healer. In the comfort of your love, I pour out to you, my Lord Christ, the memories that haunt me, the anxieties that perplex me, the fears that stifle me, the sickness that prevails upon me, and the frustration of all the pain that weaves about within me. Lord Christ, help me to see your peace in my turmoil, your compassion in my sorrow, your forgiveness in my weakness, and your love in my need. Touch me, O Lord Jesus Christ, with your healing power and strength, that I may be empowered to connect with my inner wounded child. I call upon you, Lord Christ, that you will flood my mind, my body, and my spirit with the pure healing selfless love of the Creator Spirit. Open the eyes of my spirit to see my inner beauty and reclaim that childlike innocence so that I can see, reclaim, touch, heal and restore my inner wounded child, releasing it to you and to the light of God. Empower me to reach that part of my being that needs to hear your message of selfless love. Empower me now to heal myself by taking back my power and control. Infuse my being with the angelic energies that I will support, that will support me in my faith journey. As your child, I send you my love and gratitude for walking with me every step of my life. We praise you, God, and we thank you for the love that you share with us each and every day of our life. When you use friends, neighbors, even enemies, to touch us, it may be with a gentle smile or a phone call to see how we're doing. But you never cease to amaze us of the little things we so often take for granted that are gifts of spirit sent to restore us. And empower us to take back our power from those who wrong us and hurt us, and to bless them, to release them, and to go free. So we ask your blessing now, Father, Mother, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the gift of human life, and for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you and we praise you, O Lord God Spirit.